Woodley Lawler is supposed to be close to official, right?
I think that is official. Is that fight week?
Is that the international?
No. It's a fight. June? It's a fight night.
Oh,
they're headlining a fight night. If I'm correct, is it? I can't remember. Chicago makes sense, but maybe not.
That's the pay per view.
Then no, it's not. Maybe it's on the pay per view. I thought it was fight night. I don't know. Let me go look at that, and then I'll go look take a look at your stupid trailer too.
Are you not a comic book fan?
I love comic books, but
you
tell me
about
this shit.
Did you not like the Joker in the Batman movie?
Dude, there's been so many Jokers in the Batman movies. I mean, come on.
Which favorite Jokers? Heath Ledger. Nicholas.
No. Yeah. There's no one else. Listen, Michael Keaton
Leto
and Heath Ledger.
Ass.
Who? Oh, dude, that was atrocious. And the fact that they went so hard and they said that Leto was put on the best versions of the Joker ever. He was so into it. Dude.
Who said that?
The Suicide Squad film
that was the worst movie.
Was terrible.
That's the worst
and
movie I've ever seen in
They barely had Jared Leto in it at all, but he was supposedly so into his role that he was doing pranks and sending dead rats to people. He was so engulfed into his role. It's like, dude, he did nothing. He was so bad that they're choosing to make another Joker. Yeah, I think they make another Suicide Squad 2 with Harley Quinn. I don't even get me into this. It's so all over the place with this shit. It's bothersome.
The soul into your character drove Heath Ledger, everybody, quote unquote, everybody forgets that he did a Bob Dylan movie in between his death and the filming of The Dark Knight. Everybody says that. I know it builds to the legend of Heath Ledger's Joker, but come on. Jared Leto now has post-traumatic stress from playing the Joker. I mean, Joaquin Phoenix is a straight weirdo. Like, I've seen a video where they do the Q&As with the movies. He is straight weird. All right, you're watching the trailer?
I'm watching. Hold on. So, wait a second. Is this, like, who's directing this, by the way?
Michael or Todd Phillips? It's the director of The Hangover.
Is this... Are you serious?
Can't make that up.
Is this closer to the Dark Knight, or is this more or less
like... This is dark. They're going ultra dark.
Well, that's the way to go, first of all. Because the other movies, like where they're too like slapsticky or just too like bright, too Marvel-esque, dude, I can't deal with that shit. You gotta be dark.
From what I see,
Batman
in this
is
trailer,
dark.
It's like Joker. He's right now. Pete's watching. He was a circus clown or a New York City sidewalk clown with a big afro, a big red nose, big shoes. Gets bullied, and now there's a turn, and the Joker is gonna become the Joker. And I think Joaquin Phoenix is the perfect guy for it, man. He is weird off the camera.
Yeah, that works.
I think it's perfect. If you've seen the movie Her, you could see how deep he could get into, like, a weird movie.
You know who's a really good Joker, by the way?
Potential Joker or an actual?
An actual Joker. Do you watch the TV show Gotham?
Sporadically.
All right, so they're on the fifth and final season of Gotham. I think there's only two episodes left. But the guy that they took from Shameless, he's one of the brothers. He plays the gay military brother.
Yes.
By the way, where they film this? Is this in New York?
I think,
York?
Yeah, some of it is New York.
Yeah, I mean, one of the bridges look kind of semi-familiar. But Gotham, they use that the brother from Gotham, and he does a really good job, surprisingly, because it's not just one version of Joker. He plays like three or four different versions. He plays Jerome, whatever his last name is. Then he had the Joker with the purple hat and the purple trench coat.
Is that the cartoon one?
There's so many different cartoon versions. But
that's Willy Wonka with the purple hat.
Right, exactly. But they go through every single, like this. That's kind of similar to what I'm seeing right now, semi. They go through so many different versions of the Joker in that show, but it's the same guy playing it all. It's really, it's actually done pretty well. I mean, listen, I will watch it because I do like the Joker.
Is this a theater watch or on-demand watch?
Depends on if I can convince my wife. Nicole, we're going to go see the Joker. Let me know what you think. I would like to say it's a movie watch. There's some movies I want to see. Like, I did not need to see Suicide Squad at the movie theater. Like, I was actually bothered by that.
That was really bad.
Deadpool
was
fun.
Deadpool was fun.
Like, it was worth going, relaxing. The movie theaters these days with the recliners and everything like that, it's actually like a legit experience, and it's fun. It's nice to just sit back, relax, eat some popcorn, go to the Draft Alamo House, the Alamo Draft House in Yonkers, Westchester. They got the freaking, they come to you, you can get, drink alcohol, you can get burgers, whatever it is. They come to you, cater to you, just write it on a piece of paper. They come by, swing by, and whatever. No BS. Like, if you talk, if you're on the phone the whole time, they get come by. Two complaints, you're out, you know, type of thing.
Nice.
So it's fun. It's actually good. So this is something that I'll try to convince my wife on. I'm not really sure because she's so into Batman and she's very specific on her love for Batman. I don't know if she's going to go for it, but we'll give it a shot.
Maybe not your wife, but I think a lot of people are going to check this out because it's the Joker. It's DC, and they see this is probably the closest we're going to get to Heath Ledger Joker 2. I mean, dude, it looks off the Phoenix. The he looks yeah. dark, right?
It's yeah, creepy. He looks off the rocker right there. I'll be honest, like, just because I didn't hear it very well, but just the visuals brings you back to that Dark Knight. It does, which is cool, and I like that because that was my favorite. That was my favorite Batman. And
it's
again,
everybody's. And again, if it's not, you're an idiot.
And it's crazy because a lot of people will say. Well, first of all, people giving fucking Christian Bale the shit.
What
for
is
the
he
voice.
Supposed to do? He has to disguise his voice to the commissioner, to the criminals, to everybody.
But here's the thing: is they didn't say that in the first Batman that he did. They only critiqued him on The Dark Knight. And I go, you assholes! He did the same exact voice in the first one,
yeah.
But the second one bothered you for some reason. Because you want to know why? Because Heath Ledger was so good, and you just had to be bothered by something. That's the negativity in this world. You had to be pissed about something. Dude, how much is it just a good fucking movie?
Yeah.
You know? It sucks that Ledger died. I would love to see him in a sequel part of it. Like, he was supposed to be in part three for a little bit. Like, listen, they brought back Scarecrow for half a second. They would have brought back Ledger, just something like that, too. So that sucked. But a lot of people like to put on, well, he died. That's the reason why you like the movie. Like one of my favorite movies is The Crow with Brandon Lee. You ever see that?
No,
The
Crow? It looks scary.
It's it's a
creepy.
Actions.
Doesn't the guy look like Sting in the movie?
Sting looks like him. Let's be serious, okay? that character
from?
Came after The Crow. Yeah, The Crow came out.
What year did The Crow come?
94.
Oh.
Sting at that point in time was a neon blue with white face paint and like spiky yellow hair, okay?
Really?
And then a few years later, like, oh, let me get a badass persona. Oh, wow, the movie The Crow is great. And no one knows what the hell that is, so I'll just take on that badass thing.
Exactly.
Dude, Sting was overrated, by the way, in my book, in the wrestling world. I'm not a big...
He was in movies, ready to rumble.
Oh, stop with that bullshit. I love Bret Hart. Bret Hart was my boy, which, by the way, did you see him at WWE get fucking taken down? Oh, you didn't see that?
Did Brock win the belt?
No, I'm not talking about the actual event. I'm talking about the Hall of Fame. He did, like, a speech, and some asshole jumped into the ring.
Not scripted.
Not even close.
Come on.
Jumped this... Took down Bret Hart and Jim Avil's daughter, Natalie, I think it is, Natalia. I can't remember her name. But took him down. And guess who was one of the first people into the ring to attack this dude?
Vicky Guerrero?
Travis Brown.
Oh!
How about that?
He actually fuck somebody else.
Yeah. Well, they all did. This guy walked away. Like, I didn't.
Oh, it's totally not scripted.
Oh, no. It's fucked up.
Okay.
Like, out of all the people you go in to attack... Like, Bret Hart's not that dude.
Heartbreak kid?
Like, dude, he's the man. Like, there's so many people that, like, oh, are douches. Bret Hart is just a good fucking dude. What he's done for charities, listen, I just remember him taking off his sunglasses and giving them to the kid in the crowd. And I was like, dude, that guy is the freaking man. I want to be that kid that gets those sunglasses. Unfortunately, that never happened to me, but it's okay. I'll move on with my life. We're okay. But... Dude, the fact, the way that his family members have died, like, you know, remember Owen died in the ring, like, falling from he was a blue blazer, fell down and died, actually died in the ring.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, he's had a lot of crazy fucking storylines that were, like, real life shit. Like, he had a stroke not too long ago. He semi-fully recovered, like, looks good, looks healthy.
Damn.
You don't fucking put your hands on Bret fucking Hart, dude. That was so
awful. I gotta see this video.
Yeah, and dude, there's so many different angles of fucking people. Like, this guy Dash supposedly, like, I don't know who this guy is. I'm not into wrestling, but this guy, like, laid him out. Like, they walked him out of the ring, and he just fucking uppercutted him, and the guy fucking dropped.
Wow.
And then he still carried him out. The wrestlers had him. Dude, they fucking beat the shit out of him.
Holy shit. All right.
So anyway, so back to the point is Sting.
Oh, no, Joker.
Joker, right. Oh. There you go. Let's move on to Joker.
Yeah, dude. Well,
The Crow was a great movie. The Crow is a great movie. Go check that out. They're making a remake of that too. Sting took his persona off of The Crow, which people like The Crow because people say that Brenda Lee got killed making the film, so that's why the film was even like a cult hit.
Oh, is that the lead guy?
Yeah, he's Bruce Lee's son. You come on!
Wait. The Crow guy's the lead?
Yes, he's
and
the Crow.
Bruce Lee's son,
and he died making a film. He actually got shot and killed on set. There was a prop gun, and there was like a little debris.
I didn't know
like
it was for that movie. I heard the story.
Yes.
Is it a good movie overall?
Yeah, it actually is. That's the crazy thing. It's like I look at it going, like, this is actually, I enjoyed this film thoroughly.
What's the point? What's the plot?
I mean, it's kind of like a comic booky type of film where it's like him and his fiance die. He comes back to life due to this crow spirituality bullshit type of thing, and he gets vengeance on all the people that killed him. It's pretty bad.
Okay. That sounds like Spawn, kind of.
Yeah, kind
Spawn,
of type of thing.
I remember, I was in theater.
Well, the soundtrack is very, you know, very grunge heavy too. So that's very similar with the Spawn
perfect
stuff.
Perfect for you, man.
Oh, yeah, 100%. So it was a good film, but a lot of cult people like it because. Well, it's because he died. That's why they say that people like it. But same thing with the Ledger's aspect. That's the whole point with the Joker. Ledger is because people say he died. That's the only reason why you like it. No, the fucking guy killed the role.
Yeah.
Killed himself, but killed the fucking role.
But yeah,
dude.
The word of mouth was going around like, hey, this was like, people are making their own connection with Ledger's death and the role. And then it turned out that it was a crazy deep role. And you're like, wow, this is believable.
Legit.
I couldn't wait every time Heath Ledger was on the screen. More than Batman, more than the other guys. I like just want to see the Joker. But with Joaquin Phoenix's Joker, let me suggest the movie. Have you ever seen The Master with Phil Seymour Hoffman, Amy Adams, and Joaquin Phoenix? Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It's a deep, I think it was nominated for an Oscar, kind of came and went. But Joaquin Phoenix, he's dealing with post-traumatic stress from World War II, and he's kind of off his hinge, and he finds a guy and gets connected with Philip Seymour Hoffman. He's kind of very weird in that. So if you want to see how weird he could be, check that out. So I'm on board for how weird he wants to get. I don't know if the public are going to be open to him doing some like weird, kind of awkward shit on camera. Because again, it's going to bring
but
that casual
does,
fan.
Though. Doesn't Joaquin Phoenix do like I feel like
yes,
he's,
but
he's
does the casual people know The Master? Or have they seen her? Probably not. They know him from The Gladiator, some puss boy king, when he's like, you are dead.
Yeah,
I killed
but
you.
But for the hardcore fan that knows Joaquin Phoenix, they know that he could put on different characters. He could play character roles.
This is going to make like $300 million, though.
Possibly. Dude, the Joker's a badass character. Badass villain. And the way that comic books go these days, this could thrive.
I want to see it before the reviews come out because I don't need to hear somebody
I'm not
like,
gonna watch
it's too artsy. No, it just, you know, it will come
I'm
around.
I'm not going to watch it. Look
dude,
at
your co-worker Paul Rosenberg's going to ruin it for you.
He's been trying to make you watch trailers. I'm like, dude, I don't
oh,
want to see
oh, for this
it.
Movie?
Yeah, I was like, dude, no, put it away. I don't care. I'm going to watch it. Don't worry. If I'm going to watch a movie, I don't need to see the trailer because all it's going to do is get me amped up and be like, I need to watch it now. I don't want to do that. I'm going to watch it. Trust me. I'll get to it. Trust me. I'll find a way.
They're doing an Aladdin, too.
Yeah, I saw semi-trailers.
Really.
You don't
Will
need to.
Smith.
You're going to see it. Don't need to see a trailer. All it's going to do is get you amped up and be like, I need to see this now, or maybe deter you.
Yeah.
If you want, like, I want to go see a movie. If I know a movie's coming out, like Nightmare on Elm Street. They've remade it a few years ago. More than a few years ago now.
You didn't watch the trailer?
I did, but it sucked. And I was like, dude, this is going to be freaking awful. and it was terrible. But in reality now, I don't need to see trailers for that because I was going to go watch the shit anyway. Like all it did was turn me off and go, this is going to be a load of dog shit.
You're different than others, man. Honestly, not many people will go see a movie without seeing the trailer.
There was a movie called The Descent, which we talked about.
Yes.
We talked about this not too long ago. And I actually just talked about it with Steve Summers. Yes. Just talked about it with Steve because he asked me what my favorite horror movie was. I said, The Descent is definitely up there for top five, maybe top three.
Steve would shit his pants.
No question. But that movie, I never saw a fucking trailer. I didn't see bullshit. I sat down, watched the movie, didn't see a review, didn't read anything. Watched the movie for 45 minutes and was like, dude, this movie is intense. And then it took a twist and I go, holy shit, never saw that coming. What the fuck am I watching? And it blew me away. And if you go into movies with here's a movie, it's a horror movie, just go watch it. Okay, fine. I know that that's not a good selling.
Good trailers do then.
Yeah, but it's
because
it's,
Us did a good job then. Watching the film, watching the trailer, they did a good job.
I do have to watch a movie, but sometimes you give away too much.
Of course,
like sometimes
we're not idiots. Right. Like you're all of a sudden, wait, there's a scene where there's a chainsaw. I know this, and it's late in the movie. It's 1:20 in the movie, and I still haven't seen the chainsaw. I saw it in the trailer. It's supposed to happen.
I prefer someone to come to me and tell me, listen, this is a movie I recommend. I'm not going to tell you anything about it. Just go watch it. And then you come back to me and tell me if you like it or not. And then I'll get a better vibe of what type of person you are when it comes to movies. Because if someone gives me like this bullshit of, oh, this movie is incredible, you're going to love it. I go in there expecting a fucking,
I hate with the expectations.
Yeah, well, but the expectations put me in like a Saving Private Ryan. Like a freaking unbelievable Tom Hanks movie that's like untouchable. And then I'll watch it and be like, dude, that was the worst dog shit ever. Like I didn't like that.
It makes you like question that person.
Like what's his name? Daniel Day-Lewis with There Will Be Blood. All I heard about forever.
Oh man, my brother just suggested it to me.
Was how wonderful this film was. And I was like, dude, honestly, I saw Strange Wilderness and I was more entertained with Strange Wilderness.
Slow AF.
Slow, and it drags.
Dude, Lincoln movie, I heard the same shit. Yeah. Like, I don't have time for that.
Yeah, and it highlights Daniel Day-Lewis, which is great. He's a good actor, don't get me wrong. But you know where he's a badass in? Fucking the
Last of the Mohicans.
No, not Last of the Mohicans. What's the one with Gangs of New York?
Yes!
That's where he's a badass in.
And there was plot.
This plot, these other characters.
You know what? That's great. That's a great connection with Daniel Day-Lewis and Joaquin Phoenix. Joaquin may do an amazing performance and be thrilling and dark, but there needs to be plot. It can't just be him fucking going off on this artsy Joker,
right,
touchy-feely character. Something has to. It seems like it's just on him. Like the story is his brain turning. That's cool.
Right.
But I need some. What's the issue in this movie?
Right, and you knew also like Daniel Day-Lewis and Joaquin Phoenix could be lead roles. However, how much of them do you want to really see in a movie? If there's no other co-lead?
Doesn't seem like the Joker has it.
I don't know if you're going to be able to tolerate that for 2 hours, 3 hours. You know what I mean? Like Daniel Day-Lewis, great in Gangs of New York because there was so many other things going on.
Exactly.
You just make it about one person, isolate one person. Like, dude, I love Tom Hanks. Castaway is a good movie, but like I needed fucking more of the volleyball.
That movie needed to be the dodgeball.
Yeah, it did.
Because of the situation. But with this, give me like a young Batman.
Yeah.
Two different and then they meet at the end. You know what they're going to try to do? Full Joker, 2 hours, and then the last 5 minutes, it's going to be some guys training in the League of Shadows. You're like, it's the Batman. Yeah, they're going to meet
No,
what about the last fucking 120 minutes?
Then they want the sequel after that. No, you're right. The plot, they know how to build off these freaking chain fucking movies, and they know how to just continue to make sequels and prequels and fucking dequels, whatever the fuck it is. The NyQuils, I don't know.
If you're doing this with the Joker, do what the Matrix did, which was really cool. When they released 2 and 3, they released 2 in May and 3 in October the same year. Do this in October, release a Batman film in fucking the spring or the late winter.
Well, that's a good idea. Like, just monetize on everything. Because if you make us wait too long and the first one or two of them suck, dude, it's bad.
Imagine we see the Batman training in the League of Shadows in the last 5 minutes, and then all of a sudden, the trailer released next week of him for the new movie. You're like, all right, there was a direction
here.
I could
buy that shit.
Dude, if Joaquin is just going off on his little Sundance art film, ugh.